Our guest in the cafe this morning is Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks.
Good morning, Dr. John Mark Dempsey. How are you?
Good morning to you. Lavelle is one of the organizers of the Commerce Strong event coming up Saturday, September 9th in downtown Commerce. Lavelle, we talked with you about this a while back. I guess you've had time to make more plans and develop things for that since then.
Yes, it's a great day, John Mark, on September the 9th, beginning at 10 a.m. there on Main Street. Been working with Paul Voss with the Chamber of Commerce and a lot of community leaders. Commerce Strong is basically a day that we will have a time of reconciliation, healing, and racial reconciliation here in Commerce, a day of unity, a day of oneness. We have some community leaders who will give speeches because Commerce is a great place to live, a great place to raise a family, and of course, a great place to work as well. And that's the focus of the day.
Of course, this is in response to what happened over the summer involving the Commerce Chief of Police at that time and an A&M Commerce student. Have you talked at all with the students since school has started again about this? How aware are they?
There are some students on campus who are aware of the Commerce Strong event. Many of them plan to be in attendance as well, because a lot of our students, of course, are living in the apartment complexes that we have in town. And it's just going to be a great day. McKay and McKay's Restaurant and Piece of Bread is going to be providing free food. And Bobby Hill over at Commerce Hardware is providing water and everything. And our own KETR, Jared Knight, and the staff here will be providing music. There's an old song by the OJs called The Love Train, and that's going to be the central theme of the day and the music being played. And again, it's just a time to come forward and have a great day. We're working with Jason Cunningham as well. We're going to be providing T-shirts with hashtag Commerce Strong on it, as well as we have a Facebook page called Commerce Strong for those who are interested in going and gathering more information. So it's planned to be a great morning starting at 10 a.m., and we should be through around 11:15 that morning.
Okay, so it's a relatively brief thing.
Correct. Yes.
Taking place on that Saturday morning. A good deal of time has passed since the original thing happened that brought all of this about. Are the students coming back? Are they that much conscious?
I don't know. No one has mentioned anything to me, but our focus on the Commerce Strong is looking at the community of Commerce, talking about how we are a great place to live, to work, to raise a family, and so forth. And and some of the students on campus have mentioned things to me about the event because they've seen it, of course, on Facebook and all part of social media. So it's a day of oneness, unity, and coming together.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, and Lavelle is Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce, also a member of the Commerce School Board. We can go on and on. Lavelle's various associations. This is another incident having to do with a conflict between police and minorities. What do you tell students? You're very involved with students on campus. What do you tell them?
The most important thing, my godmother worked for the New Orleans Parish Sheriff's Department. I have the utmost respect for those that wear the badge, and I always tell students just obey what the law enforcement personnel are telling you, and if something is wrong, then you'll have your day in court to discuss that. But more importantly, let's respect law enforcement, but let's bring our communities together. As you know, John Mark, 2 years ago we had a program called Through, which was Trust, Respect, and Understanding. It was a great, great event that we had here in Commerce of bringing individuals from the minority communities with our Sheriff's Department here, our University Police Department, of course, Commerce Police Department as well. And it was a great event, and we want to build on those things. And one of the things I've repeatedly said throughout this entire ordeal, John Mark, is that the wonderful thing that happened here in Commerce with that event, as horrible as it was, is the fact that we didn't have a body lying on the street. Mm-hmm. And that's the most important thing. So we can learn from what happened here, but more importantly, we want to show others here in East Texas and throughout the world, for that matter, that Commerce is a great place. And that's the whole focus of the event on that day on Saturday, September the 9th, beginning at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Are you feeling a sense of optimism? Or do you start to see maybe some attitudes starting to come around and people understanding each other a little bit better, perhaps?
I think for the most part, with me, John Mark, I'm the eternal optimist. You know, Lavelle is always the one who will say, in the long run, the pessimist may be proven correct, but the optimist has a better time on the trip. So for the most part, I like to circle my circle to be individuals who are going to look for positive things to do in the community. And that's what I'm all about. We have issues. We have concerns. There's no doubt about it. Commerce is no different than any other place in the world with issues and concerns. But we have to work to change and make this place a better place to live.
All right. Lavelle, awfully warm and humid. You stand with that hot chocolate?
John Mark, I was looking forward to having it this morning.
How about a Yoo-hoo?
A Yoo-hoo.
You ever heard of that?
Yoo-hoo.
You have to try a Yoo-hoo sometime in the summer, Lavelle.
Will do.
Thanks for sitting down with us again.
Thank you.
Associate Professor of Counseling, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.